Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 19th or 20th. I don't know. It's the 19th, July 19th, 2024. And Trump got shot. Civil War 2024. Leave the world behind. Driverless cars are freaking out. And now, suddenly, as of this morning, computers all over the world just freaked out.
This is an NBC News special report. Here's Hoda Kotb.
Good morning. Good to see you. You are coming on the air right now with breaking news. A massive global technical outage tied to CrowdStrike, which is a major cybersecurity provider, has knocked critical computer infrastructure offline all across the country and, in fact, all around the world. It's an issue with a software update. It's impacting lots and lots of Microsoft computer systems worldwide, from businesses to emergency services, 911, traffic lights, transit systems, and it's having a major impact on airlines as well. American, Delta, United, they're all keeping their flights grounded. You're looking at some live scenes. Computer systems worldwide, from businesses to emergency services, 911, traffic lights, transit systems, and it's having a major impact on airlines as well. American, Delta, United, they're all keeping their flights grounded. You're looking at some live scenes from the airport. It is chaos again, 6 a.m. on the East Coast, and this is the scene now. They're having difficulty even printing any kind of boarding passes. This, of course, is a developing situation. The full scope of this problem remains to be seen. And Brian, as we get started right here in Studio 1A, we should point out computers at NBC News right here as we're getting on the air. We're trying to do some workarounds here to get on the air, but this is something that's affecting people worldwide.
Yeah, and other newsrooms, our partners over at Sky News having issues as well. I mean, this is impacting all different types of businesses. When you talk about airlines, you also talk about, just 911 services, in some cases reporting outages as well. And you're even hearing of anecdotes of banks in other countries experiencing that. We don't yet have reporting of banks in the United States being impacted by hearing of anecdotes of banks in other countries experiencing that. We don't yet have reporting of banks in the United States being impacted by this, but this appears to be not just in the United States, worldwide and across different types of industries.
This just risks, which we have alerted to in our risk report, like a cyber attack and
Don't worry, they weren't hacked. It's just a thing computers do. I don't even know what that means. The deadly blue screen showed up. Flights were grounded. Do you understand what they're doing? They gotta put all the computers down, just like in Leave the World Behind. But they're practicing. They're doing a test run, which is why they didn't say what they would always say. A terrorist group, a pro-Trump group, a homeland terrorist, something to that effect. Nope. They made sure to say that this is just a thing that happens. It's a glitch in the computers that suddenly all went out. We've never seen this before. You know what I mean? Unless there was some proclaimed virus behind it. But nope. Computers went out all over the world. Planes were grounded. Flights were grounded. Couldn't fly. Yep. That's exactly from Leave the World Behind. Driverless cars freaking out. Leave the world behind. Trump being shot or having a little bit of blood in his hand and hitting his ear, which is what he did, probably. Civil War 2024. And now every financial channel is freaking out saying, get gold and silver. Is it all starting to make sense now? Is everybody getting it now? This is actually really happening, and it has to happen before the election. Something has to occur before the election. Either civil war breaks out organically, civil war breaks out with the use of fifth generation warfare in the United States military or some other military, or the millions of people people that have been led into this country that aren't supposed to be here, that have been given money and everything they need to live comfortably, more comfortably than most of the homeless people in the United States or most of the veterans returning home from wars that were all completely and utterly based on a lie. It blows me away. I'm in some small town in Iowa. I don't come to Iowa very often. And I just stopped and got gas. And I was in a very small town. I think it was called Hempstead. It said the population was 24. And I'm looking around and I'm like, wow, this looks like what America used to look like. And then it made me start thinking how insidious the internet actually was. The World Wide Web. WWW. In case you didn't know, that's what that it stood for. The World Wide Web introduced every person to the internet. The World Wide Web now is wrapped around every grocery store, department store, auto repair store, gas station. And without the internet, everything stops and fails. Well, they just did a test run of that this morning, in case you didn't get the memo. And the way you know it's them testing to see what it's going to look like or what they need to do to shut down things that affect us and not affect them, the way you can tell that that was a test is because they didn't blame it on somebody. Everything is blamed on somebody to instill fear. This one, just a thing computers do. What are you going to do? It's just a thing computer. Yeah, come on, man. For the last 3 days, my computer has been freaking out. I don't know how many times I had to restart, reboot. And it's a pain in the ass. I used to carry 3 laptops with me because it helped me with editing and doing everything that I was doing. But sadly, thanks to the fine folks in Florida, not all of you, but whoever jacked my truck, I'm only down to 1 now. So that really sucks, but it is what it is. What are you gonna do? At any rate, the internet has been absolutely insidious. Technology, I mean, the fact that every time you turn your computer on, you're pressing a demon symbol. If you are into black magic, the occult, demonology, I've shown you this before. True Stream Media has shown you this before. Of different sigils and symbols there are for each demon. Well, the power button, the little half circle with the line through it, I've shown you this before, is exactly one of those. So every time you press the power button, you're summoning a demon. The fact that demons are running in the background, according to technology guys, just freaks me out. But whatever, they spill the beans all the time. They straight up tell people and nobody cares. I mean, look at how much of a minority people like you and I are right now. You know what I'm saying? But I believe so much in the fact that we were coming to this day 14 years ago, that instead of becoming popular on YouTube, instead of using my numbers that were always going up and playing ball and making millions, I stuck to my guns. And you guys saw it live. 6 channels, 2 channels, 3, no, I'm sorry, Richie from Boston, RFB, and RFB2. And then I even made 3 more backup channels because I knew the hammer was dropping. They took all 6 of my channels out in 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It is what it is. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? It is what it is. Jailbreak got spared because Jailbreak was only about 6 or 7 years old. And I wasn't posting anything dramatic or conspiratorial. I was posting my personal life, what I enjoy doing. You know, backpacking, mountain biking, off-roading, overlanding, etc. The internet was an insidious thing because not only is it tied up everything that we depend on, water, electricity, you know, everything is tied into the internet. And this morning, oops, turns out computers aren't all that good to go. Got to ground all these flights. Well, what would have happened if all those flights were in the air and this occurred? You know what I'm saying? That would be exactly like Leave the World Behind. Do you understand? Do you see what's happening? I know this sucks. I know this sucks. But it is what it is. If you're a person that believes in the word of God Almighty, here we are. Here it goes. Here it comes. It's on. It's happening. How quickly is it going to unravel? Who knows? Who knows? But be ready. I can't stress it enough. Get your money out of the bank before you wake up tomorrow and instead of planes being grounded, banks are all closed. Before you wake up tomorrow and instead of planes being grounded, banks are all closed. Don't think that could happen? According to all the financial dudes, that all they care about is numbers, is yes, yes, that could definitely, absolutely happen. And now they're saying, buy silver and gold now. You see what I mean? I've been telling you what I've been telling you over the years for a reason. I'm so stupid and I stick to my story so much that I'll destroy my own reputation. Everybody thinks I'm a laughing stock. It is what it is. I don't care. I don't care. They always call you crazy before they figure out you were right. I know that's not the exact quote, but it is what it is. But I have to reiterate, the internet not only ties everything we need. Didn't used to be like this. Used to be able to just go to a store, give them some money, they'd give you what you asked for, and that was that. You know what I mean? Everything wasn't tied to computers that we just discovered can apparently just, for whatever reason, fail. Nah, oh well.
Hearing of anecdotes of banks in other countries experiencing that, we don't yet have reporting of banks in the United States being impacted by.
The beauty of the internet was it spread degeneracy. My father is a computer guy. When I was 9 years old, almost 50 years ago, my father built a microprocessor. And then at the age of 10, almost 45 years ago, or whatever, I don't know, I was playing Space Invaders in my basement. No one else had a computer yet. I've been around computers my entire life. When the internet showed up, the only thing the internet was any good for was if you knew how to make computer code, binary code, ones, zeros, this, that, and the other thing. And the other thing the internet was good for was really slow pornography. It's all the internet offered. You ever wonder why files are called PDF files? It's all tongue-in-cheek. These guys know what they're talking about. And as the internet started to evolve, more and more disgusting things were put out there for people to see that they never would have thought of. We didn't have furries when I was a kid. We didn't have grown-ups that were sexual deviants and or gay, or, you know, what's the difference, dressing up like stuffed animals and having sex with each other, whatever else. That's a thing now. And it's been a thing for a long time. Transgenderism, LGBTQ plus whatever, couldn't have spread the way it had without the internet. The internet is evil. The technology to build computers was here before. The anti-Kythera mechanism, I've talked about that over the years many times. But it's back again. And all it has done is completely and utterly addict people to people hitting thumbs up. Thumbs up. They did a study and kids would rather have 1,000 thumbs up than actually have a relationship with another kid. When I was a teenager, when I was young, I was all about women. I was all about women till I turned 50 and then finally just said, I give up. I give up because women are broken. You know what I mean? I shouldn't say women are broken. I should say the people I was meeting were broken. You can't be a truther and date someone who isn't. It doesn't work because one side has to give. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm single. I couldn't do it anymore. You know, my ex was always, I'm with you. What you're saying is right. But her actions were the exact opposite. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm single. It is what it is. It's a lonely life, but it is what it is. All of this came from the computers. And as of this morning, apparently the computers are turning against us. Exactly like in Leave the World Behind. We're watching Civil War 2024, the movie, and Leave the World Behind. We're watching it actually start to happen now. You know what I'm saying? Them presenting Donald Trump as getting shot, that's throwing down the gauntlet. And then just days later, magically out of nowhere, millions of computers all over the world just freak out for no particular reason, and they don't blame it on somebody. They don't blame it on Osama bin Laden because he came back from the dead. They don't blame it on North Korea. They don't blame it on white men in America or white veterans, you know, because we're all the enemy now. We did it all. But using the internet, they've convinced people that being masculine is a problem. Well, if you want to take a place over, you may want to convince everybody to be pussies and make it a heck of a lot easier, don't you think? At any rate, I'm going to Hiawatha State Forest. I'm going to try to find Bigfoot. Or maybe he's going to find me. I don't know. At any rate, I guess I'm out.